All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Well, devastating with the Nick Foles situation yesterday. I mean, we're still waiting, obviously, to find out, with the Carson Wentz situation, I should say. We're still waiting to find out the full extent of it. Obviously, we're hoping, but not exactly thinking it's likely to come the way we want to see. So can this team win with Nick Foles? I mean, that's probably where it's headed. Nick Foles probably the rest of the way. For more perspective on it, look at this. We look at our screen here, and we see the Swartz Culleton hotline is active. If you're injured at work, at Justice. Call Swartz Culleton at 800-JUSTICE. Guess he just landed the last couple hours from the West Coast. And longtime Eagles, tremendous Eagles Hall of Fame announcer, Mr. Merrill Reese, joins us. Merrill, what's going on?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Pretty good, Merrill. How's it going?
Good, John. I have to side with you on Nick Foles.
All right.
You know, you brought up, Brad Johnson, you guys. Joe, do you know who Brad Johnson sat behind in college?
Florida State, so I don't know. Is it, I'll take a guess and say Casey Weldon.
That would be absolutely right. He sat he couldn't start in front of Casey Weldon.
Right.
Then he got into the pros. He played for Minnesota unspectacularly for a while,
right,
and then had his big year in Tampa Bay. But he was not a particularly good quarterback. He wasn't. I don't think he was close to Nick Foles in arm strength or any other way. And there have been others. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl too. You might remember.
Sure, of course.
So those things have happened. Mark Rippon was not a great quarterback with the Washington Redskins over the years. And I know I'm going back a ways, but these things happen. This is a team. I think Doug Peterson should be coach of the year. When you consider the fact that they lost Jason Peters, they lost Darren Sproles, they lost Jordan Hicks, and I know that losing a quarterback is the biggest of all.
Yeah,
yeah.
But still, this team is so unbelievably resilient.
Yeah, I'm with you, Merrill. I certainly am. I mean, there's part of me that, I mean, I was trying to convince myself last night when it was still fresh. But the more I mull this over, the more it becomes clear that we cannot jump the gun on this.
No, I agree.
We don't even know what the injury is,
but let me just say this.
And we don't know how good Nick Foles is.
All right, but hold on. Let me just say this, because, Merrill, I agree with you also. Can they win with Nick Foles? Absolutely they can win with Nick Foles. But I think we would all agree, tell me if you disagree, that the probability of taking this thing the distance just took a hell of a hit. I mean, Carson Wentz is a phenomenal player. And frankly, I'm sad for a lot of different reasons, one of which is we'll never know. I mean, assuming he's out, and we'll wait to find out what Peterson says at noon, but if he's out for the rest of it, we'll never know how it would have played out with him. Like, I just wanted to see, because this team, in my opinion, was the best team in football.
Well, that's crying over spilled milk.
Well, right? I'm just saying, but I mean, you don't know now what it would have been. I agree with you. Look, Merrill, Jeff Hostetler stepped in, and they won a Super Bowl with the Giants as a backup. It can happen. But
yeah.
But the probability of it happening just took a major
hit. The probability is decreased.
Yeah.
But it is still doable.
You lost the biggest impact player on the entire team.
Yeah.
But that's football. These things happen. You have to move on. And look, if you look at the list of backups, boy, are you lucky to have Nick Foles on this team. I mean, he did throw 27 touchdown passes, 2 interceptions in that 2013 year. And another thing to keep in mind is in the playoff game against New Orleans, he left the game with the lead. Eagles had the lead. He had given them the lead on a great touchdown pass, gave them the lead, and then Drew Brees marched them down and the defense couldn't hold it.
Yeah.
But Nick Foles is a pretty good quarterback.
Merrill, let me ask you this. Nick Foles is, your opinion, Nick Foles is ... what?
Nick Foles is a very solid quarterback, an accurate passer, a guy who is intelligent and can, I don't want to say carry this team, but he can effectively quarterback this team.
Merrill, how significantly does this offense change with Nick Foles?
Well, what you really lose is the athleticism that Carson Wentz brings to it, where he can seem to be trapped one moment and turn it into a 16-yard run the next.
Yeah.
You miss the tremendous velocity that he has, although Nick Foles has a strong enough arm, he can make any kind of play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going from a quarterback who can carry a team to one who is very good and who can certainly quarterback this team to victory. I have no questions about Nick Foles. I think he's a very, very solid quarterback.
Merrill, we appreciate jumping on. Love the optimism. I mean, I do. I just hope it. Well, first off, I hope it doesn't. It isn't needed, but it probably will be. And we'll see. Merrill, one more thing. What was that flight like back last night? I mean, the guys celebrating a division, but knowing that their quarterback's, you know, possibly down for the count. What was the atmosphere like?
It was usually the flights. John will tell you this. You usually don't know the difference on a flight whether you've won or you've lost, because at that point when you get on the team plane, everybody is emotionally and physically drained. Mm-hmm. But there was a little happiness being spread about last night. I heard some laughter, and you know what? One of the guys who was as upbeat as anybody was Carson Wentz. So I mean, this was not a funeral dirge flying home. It was a team that had just clinched the NFC East and did it in 13 games. I mean, that's amazing that they have wrapped up, that they're, listen, I am, you've said it before, and I am an optimist. I certainly do bleed Eagle green, and I still go into a season with the green colored glasses. But I'll tell you this, I thought going into the season that this team had a chance to be very good and win 10 games and battle for the division. Here we are with three games to go, and they've won 11. 11. To me, that is remarkable. Remarkable.
It's a great accomplishment, yeah.
I wouldn't deny this team anything right now. Who knows what they're going to do, but they're going to be playing some pretty good football, and I trust the coaches. I trust the guys who are there. And again, this is really pie-in-the-sky type stuff, but we don't know how bad yet Foles, the Wentz injury is. Maybe it's something that he can rehab over the next. He can sit out 4 weeks, and maybe still come back. But I don't know that. I'm just.
Yeah.
I have no basis to say that on, except on, you know, pure wish. That's all. Pure hope.
We're all hoping. Merrill, thanks for joining us, and we'll be talking obviously as we move forward here with this thing.
Love listening to you guys.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Merrill.
The Eagles Hall of Famer Merrill Reese Schwartz-Culleton. Guest line. Well, look, we know Donovan was out for about 6 weeks when he had the broken ankle, and they survived games in the regular season, but ultimately when Donovan came back, wasn't the